Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL. Okay! Welcome to FMLFPL Milan.
It's Walsh.
What's up, dude?
We were late to the table this week.
It's
with the pod.
Odd, like just the extra 24 hours. I'm like, what happened last week? Like, what matches did I watch? What matches didn't I watch? Like, I don't remember anything. I'm so in our routine of being late on Tuesday.
Palace won. I know
Palace
that.
Did win. Palace
I
did
remember
win.
That very
yeah.
well.
Yeah, yeah, the Big Sam Derby.
Yeah, fucking big fat. Get fucked.
So how'd you do?
I had a good week. I went off book, I guess, but Captain Trent was a good job by me, even though it was very, very lucky.
You had a monster week.
Yeah. I got 69, bro. 69, bro. Captain Trent was a big deal, obviously.
Huge.
I mean, he had that one, you know, really big chance to Mane that he, I mean, it was a header. So I think,
yeah,
I don't, not like, oh my God, I can't, I mean, I was obviously at the time, but
yeah.
He was really good. Trent played really well.
He's been,
but the team was
great
ropey.
Oh, yeah.
The clean was more to just Wolves, like, yeah. ineptitude and incompetence yeah. than Liverpool really, like, shutting it down. Dude, you
I
know,
agree with that.
Actually, I was actually stunned. Listened to the review for Anfield Raff for them.
Yeah.
They didn't even mention Alisson's name. I thought Alisson looked like Fuckford. That was the worst I've ever seen him play, I think.
I mean, the first, like, 15 minutes, I feel like he made a mistake, he dropped the ball, there was one that I remember he came for that he could have caught, but he punched.
He was absolutely
all over the
place. But
the rest of the game, I thought he was actually really good.
He was scrambling back and forth and back and forth. Like, he was like, I don't know, he was making me so fucking
scared.
At
the beginning of the game, I was like, oh, like, this is going to be a 2-1 Wolves win for sure, 100%. But I thought he settled down, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, he made
me. I Captain Trent. You know,
you didn't have a magnifying glass on him like I did.
But yeah, I mean, Kane blank, Bruno blank, Kev didn't play, Mo blank, Gundo didn't play. That's the top five caps by, that's like probably 95% of caps right there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, the nine from Trent was big. And then, I mean, my triple Chelsea defense, you know, second week bounce off my wild card buying in. I mean, I got all fucking huge points there. So, yeah, I mean, it feels good that I, you know, like I talked about last week that I, like, you know, went to Chelsea defense, said this is something I know is that mm-hmm. they're an elite defense and they're underpriced and I can get a few shares. And, you know, the football's been shit, still continues to be shit. So having five defenders in my team every week, I love. And I mean, I had Stones and Diaz. So, I mean, I had obviously, like most other people, no returns for my attackers, but I got cleans from all six of my defenders, including Mendy. So it was good for me.
I mean, you're back. Six outscored my entire team. A lot of people's teams, probably.
Yeah, a lot of people's teams. My front five got like 9-8 points. 2-4-6-8 fucking nine. Yeah, like 10 points from five.
I finished with 49, which is enough for a green, which sums up really the week. So yeah, I got no returns anywhere. I just got Diaz, Stones, Kinsella, Reg's got a 0, and me got a 3. That's it. That's everyone.
Yeah.
That's all
my
points.
I mean, this was the first week since you owned the triple city defense that all three came in for you, right?
It was amazing. Yeah, it was. Yeah. It felt,
how
just
was
seeing
that?
Them on the lineup is just like, oh. Yeah. What a delight.
How was when Kinsella to
delight.
Stones? Defender to defender connection?
I screamed. Oh, my
That's
God.
So
and I was
good.
Also on the call with Guest, who capped Kinsella. And
guest.
He was just like, oh, my God, Kinsella. I was like, get in, Stonesy. Like, oh, this felt so good.
All right.
It's fun to not have to root against City because the title's already wrapped up. They're just like a pure like fantasy factory. Like, I don't care if they win, lose, draw. I don't fucking care. Just my guys need to do stuff. But, yeah, that's the week, basically. Okay. Cap Kane, not so good this week.
Not so good. He, even though he...
Yeah, last, like, game, 20 minutes, he easily could have returned.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Arsenal fucking dominated them.
Yeah, that was a good job by them.
Oh, my God. Let me do the league update. Shout out to the top three FMLPL Prize League Mug League leaders from March so far. Genki McClure, a.k.a. Vinagre Strokes. Drizzy Se Polechimo, a.k.a. Jovan Dragicevic. I hope that's something kosher to say on air. I don't know what language that is. And Steven Rudden, a.k.a. Tinkering FC. Shout out to the leader of the FML Field Public League, Louise May, a.k.a. Nom Nom Nom. Been up there for a while.
Good. Good for him.
So this is going to be a different kind of pod.
Yeah.
Because there's the blank game week. There's only four matches. Then there's a really long break afterwards. So there's no fucking point in talking about the future, especially in this season, more than any other season. So I think we're just going to go match to match, talk about some punts. You're on free hit, right?
Yeah, I'll be on free hit.
You're on free hit. I'll probably take at least two transfers, probably, maybe more hits, because whatever. There was a meme on Twitter where it was like a girl whispering to a guy, and it was like, hits during the blank game weeks are only minus two, and then the next frame was just hair sticking up on the arm and goosebumps. It's so good. I love it so much.
She's not wrong.
Not fucking wrong. All right, which match do you want to start with?
Well, are we going to actually completely throw out everything that happened last game? Like, nothing matters kind of thing?
We can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Or should we only talk about it in relation to the games that are happening this weekend?
I just think it's more fun to talk about the blank. Like, recording on Tuesday, last game week, I don't even know when it was. It was so long ago.
It was yesterday. There was something yesterday, but...
It feels so long ago to me.
Your team
it really
yesterday.
Does. Like, when I think about that Stones goal, I'm like, oh my God, that was a million years ago.
So, Fulham Leeds.
Start with Fulham Leeds, sure.
Well, I mean, Leeds... I was thinking about Leeds a lot, actually, because I've been, like, super down on them the last, few game weeks.
Rightfully so,
and, yeah, but I was trying to take a step outside of myself, and they have been good for some goals that just haven't gone in. Like, the amount of times that we're like, oh my god, Rafinha, it's four times a game.
Yeah, I mean, they still attack relentlessly. They still always create stuff, you know? Like, not... Chelsea are a insane shutdown defense. It almost like doesn't count what they did against them, but yeah, like they should have scored versus West Ham. They should have scored versus Villa.
Yeah,
the two before that,
they should have scored against Chelsea. I mean, Mendy had that one insane save. That like,
yeah, it's
that
true.
Hand
it was
behind
like,
his body, whatever thing.
It wasn't a good chance, but they had good shots, and Mendy made the saves. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, we've been I think seeing a little bit of that where they've been coming on the wrong end. I mean, they haven't scored a goal in three games.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's very bad. And I mean, granted, Chelsea, West Ham, Villa, tough opposition, but Fulham not much worse than any of those three defenses, to be frank. So, you know, it's one of those where, and Bamford, we don't know Bamford news, that could be an issue. You know, that changes a lot, his movement, even though, you know, he's hot or cold with the finishing, but his movement, you know, he still creates space for the other, he makes the thing move.
Yeah.
I'm like pretty down on Leeds still, though, about just this Fulham game. Like, Fulham are just an elite defense, and they have something to play for, and Leeds season's over. And if they're without Bamford, I'm just concerned. You know, I'm just full stop concerned about Leeds being able to, you know, kind of create chances and stuff.
Yeah.
Against
I feel
Fulham,
like it's like
Fulham
a 1-1
home
or something.
It could be a low score draw, but I mean, I think I would back Fulham to win. I think. I mean, I think Fulham are going to be looking at this like Leeds are there for the taking.
I think it's more likely that Fulham win than Leeds win. I'll say that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't hate, you know, like Dallas. You know, I really don't mind any of that business because Fulham's still fucking talking about Leeds.
And
Fulham still. Yeah, Fulham still have a really hard time scoring.
Yeah,
and you know, a clean for Leeds could be in there, but. You know, I still think with the Fulham defense, you know, they could clean Leeds for sure.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Especially with no Bamford. Absolutely could. Absolutely could. Everyone's been saying Leeds look fatigued and blah, blah, blah. And I'm not sure how much truth there is to that. Like you said, like if one of those goals goes in, are we still saying they look fatigued? I don't know.
I think it's more of just almost like it's a variance kind of thing of like we've been talking about all season that other than Rafinha, you know, they miss Rodrigo for a little bit, but their attackers are just bad players. Like, Click is low. Fucking horrible. You know, Harrison sucks. Harrison. Helder Costa's not a Premier League player.
Ty Robb's been actually, like, one of their better players lately. He's kind of good.
He's been lively, but I don't think he's, like, in a vacuum. Yeah. Oh, he's good. Like, yeah, he's better than fucking, you know, Pavada or whatever. Yeah. So that, you know, maybe it's also a bit of that, too, I think. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm honestly on free hit. I'm, like, thinking of just hard avoiding this game.
I was about to say, like, from a fantasy perspective, we're basically saying that this is, like, an even, really hard to read game. Like, maybe a clean either way, maybe not a clean either way. Not really high scoring either way. Like,
well, for fantasy, definitely that, low scoring.
Yeah, for fantasy, that's bad.
Yeah, it's bad. It is. It's bad. I mean, but even buying in the defenders is, I'm still a little bit concerned about it. I mean, I guess, you know, we'll come on to the Brighton thing, right? The Brighton game next against Newcastle. But it's like Fulham's defense compared to Brighton's defense. You know, price points very similar in the game. Brighton's just a bad team, and Fulham, good team, as has been covered by our pod since the fall. Good team.
Brighton are but still Newcastle a decent defense,
are,
though.
Newcastle are so much worse than Leeds than Fulham are better than Brighton, if that makes sense the way I just said that.
Yes, it's not so, even close.
Yeah, that's a thing that is a difficult one because you could only fit so many players in your team. Like for me, I'm juggling these free hit players. Like it's hard for me to buy a Fulham defender over a Brighton defender.
I agree. I think we're basically like I'm not on free hit, but speaking as if I were. Like you're left with no choice but backing a Brighton clean almost, right? Because Newcastle sort are just of. So far and away the worst team to play at the weekend. Not even close. Yes. Worst attack and worst defense.
Yeah.
So like backing three Brighton is just you just kind of have to, I think.
Yeah,
I would.
The thing though is that still gets to me about. I mean, watching them play against Southampton, they should have conceded at least. I don't know. One was very generous. I think Southampton were good for at least two there, but they're bad and they look like conceding. And Fulham don't usually look like conceding. So then I'm like, then I second guess myself there.
But Brighton defense is pretty good. I think they're actually underrated. Because
I feel like since Webster went out, that I'm like, I don't feel like their spine is like as good. I don't know. I feel like when with White and Dwonk and I don't know. It's like, it just feels a lot worse to me. I mean, they are going to be missing March and. You know, I don't know, like Veltman's playing. I mean, that fucking other guy, what's his name? Zakiri or whatever, I think, subbed on. I think he's going to play for Burn because Burn got hurt. I don't know. It's just, it's all of a sudden, it's a little bit makeshift. And I'm a little bit concerned about
and
that.
And Newcastle are...
Have fighting for their lives.
Backs against the wall, fighting for their lives. But yeah, like you said
it
before, it's just, they're that bad and Brighton are pretty good and probably safe and, you know, been relatively solid at the back all year. I don't know. Yo Bill said, is it dumb to triple on Brighton defense while on free hit? They play Newcastle. Cat think, is Brighton the best clean sheet shout this week? They have the best stats, but it doesn't feel great trusting them with a triple. No clean sheets in the last four, despite playing bad attacks and decent underlying stats. And then Jeff D, Lascelles. I hear every pronunciation still for that guy. 4-2 and in form. He has a goal in two of the last three. An option for Game Week 29 as a fifth defender.
Yeah, I feel like triple Brighton defense on free hit, I feel like is just insane. Like, I understand Newcastle are bad, but it doesn't feel like they're good enough to put that much stock in. Like, I've been playing around a little bit more. Like, if I want to put a lot of shares in a defense, I want to at least feel good about the team and the team's defense.
But there's only four matches. Like, you don't have that luxury.
But where I keep coming out on it is kind of spreading it around a little bit. And
so you just want a diverse portfolio.
Yeah, like, I'm not looking at these four being like, okay, triple attack here, triple defense here, double defense here, double attack here. Like, I'm good. Like, these four teams, I know the game. Like, I'm good here. Like, I'm kind of like, maybe I'll just get one of everyone. And I'm sure I'm going to limit my ceiling.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna heighten the floor a little bit more, I think. Because I'm... Like, this to me also like
full moves, dude.
Maybe. I don't know. But this is also like a 1-1. I think a 1-1 is, you know,
really?
I could see that. Yeah, I really can. I think...
I could see that. I could see a draw or something like that. But, I mean, we'll keep going through the other games. But out of all of the games, if there's any team that's going to score like more than two, again, I feel like it has to be Brighton just because of Newcastle. You know, if there's any team that's going to like get a pen and 3xG, you know, it's fucking Wolves bracing. It's like, that's like the route. I feel like that's more likely than any other match.
We have to say one thing, though. I mean, coming back onto the last game against Aston Villa, Newcastle, they didn't look terrible.
They didn't. Did I watch that game?
Yeah, it was on Friday. It was a 1-1. They scored Lascelles.
Yeah, that's true. That was like their best game.
They didn't
in a while.
Concede much.
Every once in a while, they do that.
But that's the thing. I mean, Villa, honestly, I think Villa without Jack are pretty close to the level of Brighton. Like, they're both kind of like shitty attacking teams. Maybe Brighton's a little better, honestly. But,
yeah.
I mean, Newcastle weren't, you know, getting cut open. And, I mean, I know they weren't creating much either, but they were, like, organized and decent, you know?
Joelinton, that's fair.
If he wasn't Joelinton, I mean, he had a lot of, you know, I don't feel that good about calling this game, period.
Yeah.
And so I'm, like, kind of in that place of, like, I again, similar to the Fulham Leeds, where I'm just like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is good. I mean, that's probably good material.
Yeah, well, we're being honest.
We're being honest. It's honest.
But honestly, someone like Welbs, like, that's a little tempting on free hit.
I mean, you know that Grob has been pretty nailed.
The thing with Grob, they all might not play. That's
Grob hasn't not started Potter. For
the
three
thing
months.
With Grob is that he relies on other people to score, and we're talking about Brighton.
Big problem.
It's a big ask.
Big fucking problem.
So I don't
especially
like
when
that.
He misses his pens.
I'd rather punt on like Welbs, who could actually score.
Tross.
Dude, well, I like Welbs.
Dude, Welbs hasn't started a game in a... He started last game. It was the first game he started since, like,
yeah, but
November.
He was great. I kind of forgot about him, and then he was great and assisted, and he was just... I was like, oh,
yeah, I mean,
Welbs,
you're not going to have
best attacker.
You're not going to have to really sell me on Welbs. So, I mean, maybe I'm going to just end up with a couple attackers from Brighton. I don't know.
I think at least one defender. You got to get a defender.
Yeah, I'll probably shoot for a Dunk or Veltman, and maybe, you know, maybe, but I'm definitely going to play five defenders. That's for sure.
Maybe Sanchez is even lurking.
Yeah, maybe a Dunk and a Veltman. Sanchez, what?
Yeah, keeper.
Oh, yeah. Keep. Well, I was thinking Lloris.
Yeah.
I don't know. So this game again, I mean, so to me then with Brighton, it's, yeah, you could punt on Welbs. Grob and Tross are definite huge ass punts.
I mean, let's be upfront. Everyone's a punt except for like Kane
this week.
Like the entire week is a punt.
I mean, West
Pretty
Ham.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, Arsenal.
Let's go to West Ham Arsenal because West Ham are fucking blowing it. Like, I don't know what they're up to, and I'm reminded of, like, yesteryears with Moyes and just being, like, always the bridesmaid, never the bride. Like, he's always so close to being a top 14, and then they just, like, choke on their own vomit and die and go away, and I'm just like, what is this team? Like, yeah. And owning Antonio has not been thrilling. Like, watching West Ham has
I
been
think
a disaster.
He hook locked us real good.
Oh, I mean, what's his name? Jax. Is Antonio a trap? I read that and I just was like, dagger, like right in the fucking heart. Oh, God.
There's no chance he's going to be on my free hit team.
It's just...
Literally no chance. I haven't played with him for one second.
I, like,
on my free
blame
hit team.
Moyes. Like, I honestly do. Like, I feel like Moyes is choking, not the players. I'm like, look, why is he setting up so defensive against
Antonio
Manchester United?
The last two games.
Yeah, he plays Antonio like wing for Leeds.
Instead
and then
of the
against
other way around.
In United, he goes back to five at the back and shoves Ben Johnson in the lineup and plays Noble. And I'm like,
Noble's
what
problem,
are you fucking doing, dude? Like, you should be going for that game. Like, they should be going for top four. There's nothing to lose.
The thing about that game, though, honestly, to me, was that I felt like they had more than enough counterattacking opportunities to actually win the game, and they were just fucking ridiculously bad with every single counterattacking action. Like, every single one was fucked.
But the other thing, the follow-up to that, is that once they actually went down 1-0 and
they brought the guys on,
they were really threatening, they could have just started with the guys and picked their strongest 11, and that's very... Like, obviously, he takes off Ben Johnson and Mark Noble for their two, like, normal players who play in their normal positions, and they look good, so that was frustrating.
I do think, though, if they started with that, they would have gotten fucking Dwan.
Maybe.
Because Manchester United didn't do fucking dick face. They scored on a counter, on a fucking corner.
Well, they had counters, though. It was the best I've seen Greenwood look since the restart.
But the counters, I felt like, were coming after the subs for West Ham when they were going for it. I mean, the first half, they didn't do anything. You know, I mean, they had one chance from Greenwood, which was off of a counter because they caught West Ham breaking and they transitioned quickly. But other than the one Greenwood chance, they didn't have anything. When West Ham was set, Manchester needed to do anything, which is exactly what Manchester has done all season. Nothing against set defenses.
Right.
So I thought the game plan wasn't
really... And it was an own goal also.
Yeah, it was an own... I mean, well, but the putting Bowen... Like, the way Bowen and Antonio... Because we talked about two games ago where Antonio was just playing out wide the whole game, right, against Leeds. Yeah. He was like a decoy, he didn't have a shot. And he was basically doing the same thing...
My captain.
But he was basically doing the same thing this week. He was just like on the other flank. I think he was on the right and Leeds, they were maybe like both on the left. But Bowen was getting up top instead of the other way around. When Bowen gets then he passed to Antonio. It didn't happen. It was insane.
One or two moments in the entire match where, like, the ball went up to Antonio, back to goal. He was able to, like, spin his defender, spark something. He had runners on either side, and I was like, yes, like, this is West Ham, you know, looking good. But it happened, like, literally once, maybe twice.
Yeah. Suchek was high up, like, the whole game. Yeah, I thought he was going to get something. Yeah, he had
Big blocks, but I remember one by Maguire. He had a huge chance.
One where he winded up and took, like, 10 minutes that fell right on the penalty spot. Faster.
That was the block. The Maguire block.
Dude, you're not playing in the fucking Czech Farmers League anymore.
So, fucking West Ham. So, where are we at? I mean, I feel... I don't know. Well,
Jay Lings is going to be back, so that'll be a good thing for them.
Obviously, he's in my team.
He's the hummer that makes it
hum. He makes him hum. He's the hummingbird singing the songs.
I'm definitely in and around Jay Lings for he's at least active. And he should be Antonio's playing reverse out of position as far as I'm concerned right now. The last good game, and this is, missed this one, but the Palace game, he absolutely fucked us sideways. Dude, he could have scored 8 goals against us. He ended up with just an assist. Yeah. I don't think I watched like too much of them since then. But
he had
some other
good games.
He did. I mean, he's been getting points. You know, he's been getting returns. But I mean, maybe he's still injured. I don't know. He doesn't sprint. That was something I mentioned to you in the Leeds game. Yeah, I was watching him in Manchester. He walks and jogs a lot. Like, he's not really like full sprint, like sprinting.
He was good against Villa. Dumb. I mean, he had 5 shots, 2 assists. You know, he put up good numbers against Spurs. The City one's kind of bullshit because it was like a weird deflection on the line thing. But I don't know, dude. I mean, I'm not on defense, so I have him, so whatever, but...
Yeah, we're stuck. I mean, I obviously have him too, but the defense still feels fine to me, because...
I feel like they're okay.
They're really good. Yeah. No, I think they're really good.
I think they're okay, but they have good picks. All of them are pretty much good picks. Like, Soufal's cheap, but crosses. Cresswell's on every dead ball, deservingly so. Gets assists and shit. And Dawson is just own goal, whatever. He'll do it all. He just scores. He just puts the ball in the back of the net.
I mean, so what do you think Arsenal... So we Saka might be hurt, right?
So the thing with this game...
Yeah.
...is that Arsenal are really good. I'm so sold on Arsenal. Wow. I just think they're really good. I think they're like the
Ayo.
Fifth best team in the league or something.
Ayo.
Actual.
Okay. So you think no Obs, no Saka, no problem here, and they're going to score, they're going to hum. They have 11, team of 11 Jay Lingses.
Yeah. I think that we're going to see what's up in Europa League. They're up 3-1 already. They play on Thursday. we'll see who's in the squad, what's the lineup, and then maybe we can make reasonable assumptions on like who's going to play or something. But, you know, because we're not going to get anything about soccer or OBS probably. I don't know. But I think they're fucking good. Hemdong and Villaluca are asking about Ødegaard. Looked very sharp in Europe, in the league, blah, blah, blah. That Smith Rowe was fucking amazing for Spurs.
Yeah, he played well. He faded, though.
I felt Lockie was pretty good, too, to be honest.
He was good at holding up.
You know, so I'm... Fuck. If I was on free hit, I'd be interested. I'd be looking at Tierney. I'd be looking at those guys.
You think that they're going to keep West Ham out?
I think they easily could.
Well, how do you envision this game? Yeah, I mean, West Ham can't... Yeah, they've been struggling to score. I mean, so you'd rather lump on Arsenal here? You think that this could be like a 2-0 Arsenal game?
I think Arsenal's the better team. I'm still concerned about...
I think that okay. I can see that. But that
I'm
said,
talking myself into the Moyes narrative too. I think Moyes sees Arsenal. He sees Big Six. He's like, oh my god, I need five at the back. I need captain, leader, legend, Noble. I need all hands on deck.
And he's not going to play Noble. He's going to play the same fucking team he played 2 weeks ago. What was that? The fucking not the Leeds game. The Man City game. He's going to play the same fucking team with Lings, Antonio countering, and then all the defenders.
Yeah. And I think Arsenal are going to control
the rock. They can pass through that?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm hearing you telling me that I should be triple Arsenal, no West Ham, and just take my shot there?
I'm fine with that. Well, I still like Jay Lings. I think if they're going to do something, it is going to be in the counter, something like that, and he'll be involved, yeah.
So,
but
I mean,
I like Arsenal, man. I think I'm sold, man. I'm sold.
Okay. I mean, Tierney is an obvious pick.
Yeah.
But where else do you go? I mean, you think that if plays on Thursday, do you think he's going to also start on the weekend? Because that's the tough thing. This comes back to the beginning, right?
Yeah.
They've got the squad. They've got all the interchangeable parts. Yeah. Is it going to be Pew Pew Frogman? Is it going to be Will I Am? Saka's hurt. Like, it's
Pew
OBS
Pew
doesn't.
Frogman. That's good shit.
OBS doesn't fucking show up anymore. Like, who's going to play?
Yeah,
that's
OBS
a concern.
Is late.
That's a concern.
It's a big concern. So I don't really have the answer for you now. I think we need to talk to Nate. We need to Arscast. We need to see the Europa
see who
League
plays
lineup
on Thursday.
And rebound. Yeah, because I don't even know who's going to play center back. Like, is it Luis Gab?
Is it Mari?
It fucking... I don't even... They probably have other guys. I don't even know. So, but I think whoever plays is an option, though.
Maybe you're looking good on Tierney.
Yeah, Tierney seems really good.
And then maybe throw a midfielder in there, someone. Take a guess of who might play.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, see,
I don't know.
Like Arsenal.
Okay. I don't know, though, because I still see West Ham, and I'm still like, they're a really solid team. Like, they're
a solid defensive team. But they've been like... I don't know. I just haven't been impressed last, like, few games. I've just been like, they're just like on a downward trend. And Arsenal fucking good. Like, they had the bad Burnley game, but for a long time, basically other than that game, they've been fucking really impressing me.
The other thing too is watching and Death Row play together. They're good. It's hard to deal with that. Like, the movement and they pop up
that game.
They both pop up everywhere. Like, they just pop up fucking everywhere, and they keep the ball on the floor, and it's just quick. Like, it's quick, and they switch, and it's good.
Couldn't get the ball. Their only shot was the fucking best shot of the human race. Yeah. Life is Lamella's shot, but was their only shot for the first, like, 80 minutes.
Yeah.
They couldn't touch
the
ball.
Yeah, that's Mourinho's wet dream right there, though.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that goal. Oh, la, 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 la. Quel frappe. I mean,
that goal is fucking fat material.
Unreal goal.
And then we halftime viewing, we're looking at the Rabona, the Europa League Rabona he did four or five years ago.
Yeah.
And then we started watching, oh my God, me and Gas were getting so perverse because we were watching with Nate and Derek, and they left to do something. So we were watching Kuretsma highlights.
Oh my god, amazing. Gus was
like, he's like, this just reminded me a lot of like Kuretsma. It's like, that, let's watch Kuretsma. Like,
he's the we guy. Watching, he's yeah. the fucking...
Yeah, we were watching his Rabonas and his fucking... all of Trabellas. His shit. Yeah, his Trabellas is so good.
So sick. Oh god, god damn, I want to be there right now. Why are yeah. What are we wasting our time on? But yeah, I love Arsenal. I want to see Thursday. I'm curious what Nate thinks. I think they're really good. I honestly think they're really
Nate
good.
Nate feels very untrustworthy, though, because he let us down blind alleys before. Saka's That's definitely not starting. True. You know, we know how that went. Okay. Last game on the docket here.
Last game is, come on, you villains, and Spurs. Jeff D, who would you look to as a sudden replacement if you already have Bale and Obbs? Is it Lingard, or do we just hold? Cat Fink, would you go with the Spurs attack triple up or two attackers in Reg? So we know what Cat Fink thinks about this game. What do you think about this game?
I think it's going to be like a 1-0 Spurs. Maybe
2-0. That seems most likely.
It's really, 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 really fucking hard for me to imagine Villa scoring in this game. Like, it would have to be a set piece or a Lloris, like, throwing the ball in his own net, I think.
Well, we've been joking about Hugo for God knows how long. But to be honest, their worst four players, well, Regs is fine, but their worst three players in every game are the three other defenders, I think. Like, their right back is horrible. Fucking should never play again for them, and whatever center back pairing they do is pretty bad, is like really bad. So
Davinson's been better recently, and I feel like Toby's been okay,
except for he fucking kung fu kicked Lacazette.
Okay, but I'm saying he's not okay one game. Yes, he did the thing.
No, I think he's still like never got better and is the same exact Davinson who just like is super mistake prone, super erratic, also super fast and athletic and, you know, good in the air and shit, but like he's just like makes crazy decisions.
I thought he's been better, honestly. I haven't noticed him making he's had a run of starts. I haven't noticed him as I usually do. I have to be honest about that. But fine. I hear Fair. What you're saying.
Yeah, I still think that's their glaring weakness. So I'm as a Regs owner, I'm like, ugh, cleans. Like I never really expect
So I'm totally on the other side on this because okay. I think you're giving Villa like way too much credit.
No, that's the other side of this for sure. Like they're bad and don't create anything.
They can't do anything. They don't function even remote. They are so fucking far away from functioning in the final third. Yeah, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
I like that's more my thing is I see that this game is just going to be one way traffic and let Watkins fucking pull out wide as much as he wants. Like there's no goals here. There's no goal. There's no goal in their fucking
team. So you like a double or even triple up Spurs defense?
Yeah. I was looking at Regs and I don't think that you can really go without Kane. I'm still thinking of captaining Kane. Like I don't really feel like there's another option good enough where I feel confident enough to go elsewhere.
Yeah. We'll get there on cap.
But I'm looking at Kane and then. Lloris and Regs is kind of what I'm thinking. But again, I want to see what they do on Thursday. You know, maybe I do something different than that. But that's what my thought process is right now.
I mean, it should be Toby and Davinson again, right? Unless he's so
should be.
Perturbed with the Northland Darbs and had to change it up or something.
I mean, with the free hit and with the bench, I might just go Aurier and just hope he starts, you know?
Yeah. I was thinking that shit like that is actually pretty reasonable on the free hit. Like,
yeah, because if he doesn't play and I get, you know, maybe whatever. It's like a Lingard or whatever, a Rafinha off the bench kind of a thing. I'd rather maybe do something like that. So I'm flexible.
And
there,
he has real attacking potential. He could
actually but I have really liked, you know, Lloris. I like having Lloris in there and Kane. So I'm probably going to pick a defender. But I feel better about the cleans because Villa are still very good defense. Like they have good spine, playing the same place. They're more defensive
also,
now.
Sun hurt.
Yeah.
Bale Sun can't play 50 help. Minutes, yeah. et cetera. Yeah, so.
I mean, yeah, so...
It could be, like, Kane, Lucas, Bergvine. Like, it could be a fuckfest. Who knows, you know?
Yeah, which is not good. We've seen that team not create chances.
If you want to fucking punt this week, bomb a Dele Alli.
Yeah, I mean, that's actual. Possible. You know, it's possible. That's a real one. You know, the thing that's more annoying about doing something like that than someone like an Aria is if he doesn't start.
He might sub on.
Yeah, which is annoying. You know, it's really annoying.
Obviously, it sucks. Yeah, it sucks.
But he started one game all season. So, you know, rolling the dice out there is quite the roll. But if he doesn't start on Thursday.
It's the time to roll it because Sun is, I mean, we don't have like a report, but he pulled his fucking hamstring, so I'm pretty sure he's going to be out. So
Bale too. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. This is, again, you know, we'll see on Thursday. But, yeah, you know, we'll the Arsenal Thursday. Game obviously was not a Bale game, which good read by you, even though your other player got the same amount of points and injury. But
woo! Good pick by me.
I mean, the Villa should be, you know, an easier game to hold the ball against.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe it is, maybe he is a good shout here over a defender. I need to take the week here, but
yeah, we need a day or two, Thursday, et cetera, see what's up.
But Emmy, and, I mean, you know what Emmy does.
Yeah. The everything. Thing with Emmy is he should have a high floor. Like, if the game goes the way we expect it to, Kane's going to be shooting a lot. Other guys are going to get shots, et cetera. Yeah. He'll get a bunch of saves, probably, yeah.
Yeah, you probably see that coming in.
So it's never wrong to go with Emmy.
It's tough, man.
So this I still think they can clean, too. I still think they can definitely clean.
I don't accept that.
Spurs are super inconsistent attack, and no Sun really hurts.
I think that they're going to have enough of the ball that they're going to be able to. Because Villa, the thing, you know, they have a lot of clean sheets, but they let up a fucking ton of shots.
Yeah, they will. And shots I don't on target, expect it, and they don't, but I they're think not used it's to possible. Playing.
Yeah, I mean, what fucking what is impossible? You know,
so true.
Come on, dude.
Wow, that's beautiful, dude. Yeah, as long as Jack's out, this Villa team can be exploited.
They're so bad.
They're like relegation candidate.
They are. Like, they actual
yeah,
are.
Yeah. Dude, people forget that they survived by one literal point last season. And then Jack turned into a superstar.
One Hawkeye glitch. Someone hacked the Hawkeye.
And then Jack turned into fucking Hazard, and now they're comfortably top half of the table.
Yeah, Jack changed from being like Sissoko to Hazard, basically.
Yeah,
playing fucking left DM to best player in the world.
Yeah,
going through the games though again just kind of makes me want to just like sprinkle little bits grab here and back. There. Yeah, like I don't want to go. What, I don't
of
feel
all
good.
Of the things like a defense or an attack. Like, what do you think is like the strongest bet?
I don't think that is. I have no N/A.
My answer is Brighton defense, honestly. It's like shambolic to say that out loud.
They have like so many mistakes in them, I feel like.
I'm not proud of my statement. But
so would you
out of
so
everything
this is the thing
that I'm looking at.
Okay. So this is the thing, right? So you could say you could have a defense of Reguilón, Tierney, Cresswell, Dunk, Dallas.
Great team
versus like Sanchez or fucking
versus Spurs White. Triple Brighton or something.
Yeah, versus like Dunk White Sanchez or something, or like Dunk White. Like, would you like
Strunk,
do you like
Strunk
them?
And White?
Yeah. Like, do you like them more than those other guys? Of just like,
I think
yeah,
I like
know.
The mix more. I think I like option one more.
Yeah, just pick a guy.
Yeah, you're leaving yourself so exposed to like, oh, Brighton concede to a pen and a fucking header.
And then half your team gets 3 points.
Dunk gets a yellow card, and that's 2 total points for your triple up.
That's where I think is usually, because this is the other thing, you know, which is really hard for me looking at these, and this is what I've been grappling with the last couple of days, is I usually like putting as many eggs, more eggs than I even own, that I can find up my ass on in one basket. That's too small.
But that's because
I
also,
don't want to do that at all right now.
We're way too long-term focused, I think, in general in FPL, you and
probably
me.
Fair.
Way
fair.
Too. But fine. Like free hit week is just perversity week. Like, it's just the time
but
to
even
fly.
Still I still can't find a basket.
But dude, think about it's it nuts. This way, you get to watch every match with like minimum what 2 guys in every match.
If I wanted to, I could. Yeah,
that's fucking fun.
Yeah, that's fun.
There's not that many matches. You'd rather like spread it around, you know? Spray balls around. I think that's fun. I think you're going to do great.
I think I'm going to probably land on like 45 points.
I mean, whatever.
Just get like that sounds small, good, I guess. That's where that's like, I'm looking at this and thinking about it. Like, that's probably. All right, so let's come over
I only have, I only have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I have 10 guys on paper, but I have Bamford and Son are two of them.
So you have 8.
That's
a lot of guys. And then you're wild carding?
You think that's great? That's a lot?
Dude, people have like 4.
And that's great.
Yeah, it's great. That's a lot of guys.
All right. You're making me feel better. Okay.
It's going to be so good. Are you kidding me?
All right.
But I mean, granted, a lot of people are going to be free hitting.
Yeah. I think it'll be one of those where it's like top 10K, like 78% are free hitting. And then like overall, it's like 2%. Because like no one even like knew what a blank is or what free hit is. Yeah. Like,
no, that's true. So for us, that's huge.
Since in my 1.4 million range, I'm going to fuck everyone.
I cracked the middle, dude. I cracked the top.
You did?
Middle, baby. Yeah.
Dude, you're. Here I don't want to. I didn't. You're back.
I'm not, you said that game week one, and then I went down you're to 3 million. You fucking bitch.
Oh, cute. All right, we got some other blank game week questions. You ready?
All right.
Hemdog, are there any game week 29 lads worth the investment for the run in or punt and then move them on afterwards? So any of these fucking terrible picks that we just spent 30 minutes talking about, would you actually want any of them?
So I think like Cresswell.
Yes. Cresswell, Kane.
Kane. I think a Fulham defender, if you're in that bracket and that's where you're shopping.
Or Areola. Like,
yeah, or even Areola. Like if you're like, I could use a 4 or 5 guy who's just kind of in and out or a whatever guy or a cover guy, I think that's a good shout because they can clean, I mean, bar like City or whatever, they could clean anyone.
I agree with that.
And I don't know. I mean, your Arsenal position is quite the position.
Yeah, it's just so fucking hard with the focus on Europa. It just fucks everything up because without that, I'd be like, yeah, Saka, like maybe even Obs, like Tierney, blah, blah, blah. But like they might just not play any week.
Yeah.
And Saka might be hurt. We don't even have any news on that. Know. So I'm and we won't know Thursday
because the tie is done. So
right,
which is also we didn't really mention that. I mean, the tie is done.
Yeah, they're up 3-1.
Yeah, they could go full.
I assume he's going to start strong and
Pepe, Willian.
They have a lot of subs, and then it's just subs.
Pepe, like, Willian, Laka, Ceballos, like what City Shaka, did today. That kind of
like
thing.
City made like four subs in the 60-minute range or something. Yeah. So,
in terms of the one we, I mean, no, like I don't like
not
the
many Brighton, others.
The Fulham, the Newcastle, like Leeds, like none of these. None of these teams.
Totally fine. Dallas is fine. Don't feel like strongly about either of them.
Don't
really
feel strongly.
Okay. Tio said, is it insane to hold Son about 3 weeks if you include next game week and the international break? Could be enough to come straight back in for Newcastle in game week 30.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to free hits, but yeah, I think you just hold them, you know, it's so far away. And they said yesterday, like, it's not, they think it's a lot better than they thought initially. Like, he might even fucking play on Thursday or whatever.
It's not
the
same
injury
that he had, like,
previously. So we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
So yeah, you definitely hold for now. I mean, you just hold. You wait and see.
Brad, how many hits is it worth taking if you have, say, 3 playing guys and no free hit? Who's worth taking a hit for? I'm wildcarding next week. You can factor that in or not. Well, I don't care what you're doing next week. Three guys.
See, that's the opposition. The Brad's out there.
3 guys?
That's not many guys.
Not many guys. You got the fucking 3 stooges. Who does he even own? He probably has like Emmy, Kane, and...
Well, maybe he has Bamford and Son.
Oh, yeah. Bamford and Son.
That's possible.
Sounds like a shitty band, yeah. Or a law firm.
Good sitcom.
Yeah. 3.5 Bamford and Sons.
All I mean, this is a tough shout. You know, taking a hit to try and spike a one-off when we're just like sitting here basically like Spider-Man memeing, like, you're bad, like everyone's bad.
Yeah.
You
know,
guessing, throwing darts to guess like where, if there is even a clean sheet, like where, if even there are assists and goals to be found.
You need to look deep within yourself and say, where am I at in my OR? Am I happy? Where am I at in my mini league, my money league, my cup run or whatever? Yeah. And be like, how fucking YOLO do you want to go? I feel like we can't answer this question.
I mean, because the other thing too, when I'm looking at these games and I'm thinking about if I'm sitting here with three, I mean, I have three players on my team. Like, if I didn't have three, I'd be like, there's a legitimate chance if I take a minus eight or a minus 12 to get four more players in, that I finished the game week on like 14 points.
Yeah. Yeah. There's also legit if you just hold the three guys that you finish your game week on 6 points and the average is 40.
Yep.
So you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. I think you got to look deep. Personally, I would take all of the hits because, you know. Game week 29, I'm ranked like basically 1.5 million. I get the little goosebumps, hair stick up on the back of my neck when I think about hits only being -2, not -4. That's huge.
Yeah.
You know, just go with,
I don't know.
Go find what you believe to be like the strongest attack or defense and just put your eggs in the basket and hold your breath. I don't know. Get all your voodoo dolls out and shit. I don't know. It's a disaster. You should have planned better. You have three fucking guys. I know that we say like plan and don't plan, like, but you probably should have planned a little bit. Bad job by you. Bad job by you. Chester, do I start Emmy or Areola between the sticks?
Areola for sure for me.
Fallen Leaf.
It's not really close to me, honestly.
Well, I think Emmy has a higher floor.
I don't know even what a floor is. I just look for the clean, I think.
Well, I think Emmy will get, like, probably 2 save points with a less likely clean. But
yeah, but if they concede a goal, then, you know, if they concede two, you're sitting on 3 points, or it's like, whatever.
Leeds could absolutely score. I think if Bamford's playing, I think it's pretty much a coin flip. Without Bamford, I would definitely go Areola.
Yeah, I like with or without, but I don't care who's playing. I would go Areola.
I care a lot because Bamford's just so much better than Ty Robb.
Yeah, I don't care. Areola, baby. Areola. Nipple man, let's go. Nipple man,
that's it. That's it, question-wise.
I feel more lost than I did when we started, as usual. I'm sorry. Nothing new there.
I'm sorry.
Great job for everyone.
But that was fun, though.
It's going to be a long week for this situation. The other, and I'm not going to have, probably not going to have Suchek or Antonio. They're probably both going to get so many points. Getting rid of the players I have already. It's that.
Oh yeah, that's like a curse. Happens. That's lore. That's another lore.
That's lore.
Yeah. Oh, if I didn't free hit, I would have. We don't need to do our teams, captain? But we didn't talk about captains.
Yeah, captain, what do you think? I mean, it's just not going Kane seems just like, what do you
think? I've had it, obviously, on Kane.
Yeah.
Who are the other options? Nutty. I don't even know.
I also don't know. I have no actual fucking clue who is your captain.
Wells.
Yeah, right?
Fucking.
I mean, this is the thing.
Saka, Lingard. There's like nothing there.
There's nothing there. A defender, honestly. It would be a defender.
It would like be a defender.
If you're like, I think that Arsenal are going to be tired and fucked up, then Cresswell or, you know, something like that, I think.
Ugh.
Or like Regs.
There's actually nothing.
Regs. If he doesn't play on Thursday?
Yeah, you could. Ollie.
The speed easy, with Ollie. Which you turned you snapped your neck to look at me after you knew that would get to me. I mean, I'm probably gonna have Ollie on my team, right? I'm kidding myself that I'm not gonna. Is that what we're coming? Is that the conclusion that I feel like I'm slowly coming to?
You gotta punt on something.
So if he starts on Thursday, stay away. If he does not start on Thursday, bye.
I don't know. Is that the logic? Right. Is that the Moo logic?
I'm asking. I don't know.
Oh. If he starts...
So Mello's banned.
No, I think what it is, if he starts in a strong team on Thursday, then you want him. Like, if he plays with the first 11, then I think you do actually want him.
So if, but it's if he like starts him, in like Lukasz, a B
team,
Bale.
Then I'm like, ugh, no.
So if it's like him, Bergwijn, Sissoko, whatever the fuck, then yeah, bad. That. But if yeah, it's like bad. Him, Lukasz, Bale, Kane
good. Yeah, and Ndombele, etc. That's probably like, to me, that would be like, okay, yeah, that's going to be the strongest.
Captain? No way.
Oh, yeah, dude. Don't you just see the brace? Oh, my God.
I don't see it at all.
I always see the brace.
He hasn't scored a goal all year. He's played 200 minutes.
Unreal. Moo.
It's April.
Moo's always going to moo someone. Yeah, right. it's just, Kane is just...
So I need to stay away from
Kane might be the highest like EO we've ever seen this week, actually. He might just be 195% EO.
So, I mean, from that standpoint, you know, this comes back to the question we always ask. Like, maybe, you know, you just, if you own, you don't cap because that way you're... Yeah, you're going to throw some points away to the field if he does the things. But if he doesn't, and the guy you do does the things, then you're going to rise even more.
Yeah, try and chunk rise with something else, I guess.
Like Ollie.
Yeah. No. Ollie.
No, Ollie. Options are bad. The options are really bad.
Really bad.
Doing anything besides Kane, I think, is like objectively dumb. But yes, sometimes dumb things work. That's the thing about FPL.
Exactly.
Dumb things work every week. It just
calling
depends on how
a thing in a one game week vacuum, dumb things happen all the time.
Every week.
If this game week was played like 10,000 times, then it'd be so fucking dumb to captain anyone but Kane. But it just happens once.
Once. One time. Like last game week, you would be so fucking insanely dumb to captain Iheanacho. But he hat-tricked. So what the fuck does fuck us, you know?
I mean, I captain Milivojevic. He had an 11-pointer.
Hey.
Great cap.
All right. Let's move on here.
We got no anus slaps. So
no new friends. Our new friend time. New friend time after the cup starts.
No, post-cup depression. Yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah. Do you think we're going to get a Euros bump when we're the only pod in town doing Euros? I bet you someone else is going to do it this year because everyone's...
We do
like,
it every year.
Doing it like we should do it.
Yeah. But yeah, we might get a bump.
Because last
know.
Euros, we were the only shop open.
Were we?
Yeah.
We do have the good Euros theme.
Oh, my ringtone.
New listeners don't even know about that shit.
Oh my God, it's so good.
The producer Nate Euros theme.
Incredible. I want to play it in my microphone right now.
Yeah, I know. Don't do it. No, we got a happy St. Patrick's Day. Drink responsibly.
Even though everyone could just scroll back to like episode 7,000, whatever number it was. They won't.
I wouldn't. Any last words?
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. Check us out at fmlvo.com. Follow us on Twitter at fmlvo. Support us at patreon.com/fmlvo. Subscribe, rate, review, cheers!